with your 10 a.m. Z lines. In local news, figures released in the Department of Premier and Cabinet's annual report reveal former Director General Mark Crasser was paid termination benefits of $397,000 in the 2024-2025 financial year. 10 Director Generals were replaced when the LNP came into government this year, with a spokesperson for the Crucifulli government saying all protocols were followed. Furthermore, Energy Queensland key management personnel were awarded $536,000 in performance payments, including $105,000 given to Chief Executive Officer Peter Scott, on top of his salary of more than $1 million. While there will be no performance bonuses handed out for the financial year due to poor performance, many are saying that the money could be better off spent.
A federal court class action has been initiated against the Commonwealth, alleging that the remote work for the Dole Community Development Program, or the CDP, discriminated against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people between 2015 and 2021. Filed by Maurice Blackburn Lawyers, the case centers on claims that the CDP imposed harsher obligations on participants in remote areas than on urban job seekers. According to principal lawyer Miranda Niji, Indigenous Australians were disproportionately affected by the requirement that remote participants put in many longer hours in order to be eligible for payouts.
In national news, the search continues for a missing four-year-old boy in South Australia. Gus, who disappeared from his family's remote outback property near Yunta, went missing around 5 p.m. on Saturday. He was reportedly last seen playing in his grandparents' sandpit at his outback homestead. Local officers searched the area with a helicopter and an infrared camera that same night, but were unable to find him. Superintendent Cyrus said it is not suspected anyone has taken the boy, saying the only people who would travel on this road are station owners. Police are still hopeful and have said they would throw anything at the search to find the boy.
An Australian medical regulator has put out a warning after finding significant discrepancies in imported melatonin products. Some products were found to have no melatonin at all, while others were found to have up to four times the amount stated on the label. The Therapeutic Goods Administration warned that the variations pose serious safety risks, including accidental overdose and hospitalisation, particularly among children. The TGA advises consumers to exercise extreme caution when considering purchasing medicines from overseas websites, the safety note says. They may not meet the Australian standards for safety, quality and effectiveness. These products may contain incorrect or undisclosed and harmful ingredients.
In international news, the Musola building at the male dormitory of Pondok Pesantren Al-Khozini in Buduran Village, Sidoarjo, East Java, Indonesia, collapsed on Monday afternoon. Many students were trapped under the rubble. One survivor, Muhammad Rijal Lokoib, a student from Sampang, Madura Island, said the incident happened around 3 p.m. local time, while hundreds of students were participating in the afternoon prayer together. "There were hundreds of people. I joined the prayer too," Rijal told CNN Indonesia. The musala was a three-story building still under construction. During the prayer, Rijal heard cracking sounds from the upper part of the building. The collapse caused debris to fall heavily, trapping many students beneath the ruins. Rescue operations continued while ambulances and emergency personnel were active at the scene.
For weather, it is partly cloudy with the chance of rain. It is currently 25 degrees with a minimum of 13, and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
I go to work. Yeah, more.